Do you know how the ancient church used to greet each other?
你知道在古时候教会怎么彼此问安吗？
Right, yeah. You say, he is risen.
你说他复活了。
And then they respond, he is risen indeed.
他们会说他确实复活了。
Okay, so let's try that.
让我们试试看。
He is risen.
他复活了。
All right, one more time. He is risen.Okay, but you don't sound like you really believe it yet. He is risen.
他复活了。
All right.
他确实复活。
Because if he is risen indeed, it is the most glorious, amazing, hope-filling event in the history of the world.
假如他确实复活了，那么他将是世界上最带给我们盼望的一件事情。
And that's what we're going to look at today.
那今天我们就要看这一点。
The hope.That we have because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活，我们有怎么样的盼望
？So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope of the resurrection.
天父，我们感谢你有复活的盼望。
Because Jesus rose from the dead, we know He can raise us from the dead.
因为耶稣从死里复活，我们知道他可以使我们从死里复活。
And he rose with a glorified body that will never suffer or get sick.
他复活的时候有一个荣耀的身体，就不再会受痛苦，也不会再死亡或生病。
And Jesus will also give us a glorified body that will never suffer or get sick again.
耶稣将来也要赐我们一个荣耀的身体，不再受苦，也不再流泪，不再死亡。
What a hope you've given us.
你给我们的是多么大的盼望。
It's all because of how awesome Jesus is.
都因为耶稣的伟大。
We pray this morning.
我们今天早上祷告。
That we can catch something of just how awesome, inexplicable our Lord Jesus Christ is.
让我们能够捕捉到我们主耶稣是多么的奇妙，多么的伟大。
We just want to lift him up now.
我们把他高举在我们当中。
As we listen to his words.
让我们听他的话语。
And see the miraculous works he did.
看他所做的奇妙的事情。
That we can come to know him well enough.
好，让我们更多的认识他。
That we can believe he can change my life.
能够相信他能够改变我们的人生。
Granted in Jesus' name.
求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay. So today we're looking at John chapter 11.
今天我们要看约翰福音第十一章。
You have some notes, and those are for you to take home.
好，你的今天节目单里有这个讲义，你可以带回家。
So you can look up extra scriptures later on.
之后可以看其他列出来的经文。
But we're looking at proof that Jesus can give you eternal life.
那今天我们的主题是只有耶稣能够赐你永生的凭据。
In fact, Jesus is the only person that ever lived that can guarantee us eternal life.
事实上，耶稣是唯一活着的人，他能够保证你有永生。
Okay. Now, the three greatest events in the history of the world.
在世界历史上三件最伟大的事件是什么呢？
So we're going to look at. Now, if you ask different people, they might come up with different things.
假如你问不同的人，他们或许会给你不同的答案。
But I think God would pick these three.
但是我想上帝会挑这三件事情。
Okay. The first one is the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一件事情是我们主耶稣被钉十字架。
Because that means my sin problem's been taken care of.
那个意思就是说我们的罪的问题呢解决了。
He died for my sins.
他为我的罪死。
He died for your sins.
也为你的罪死。
So that we can have a relationship with God.
好，让我们与上帝可以建立关系。
Now there's something very profound there. You see three crosses.
在这个耶稣被钉十字架上，你看到有三个十字架。
Right, Jesus is in the middle.
耶稣的是在中间。
And on either side were two criminals.
在两旁有两个强盗。
Both of them deserved to be crucified.
这两个人他们被钉十字架。
One of them kept mocking Jesus.
有一个一直嘲笑耶稣。
The other one said, Lord Jesus, remember me when you come again in your kingdom.
但是另外一个跟耶稣说，当你得国的回来的时候呢，请你纪念我。
He repented of his sin.
他悔改了他的罪。
And he asked for Jesus to save him.
他要耶稣来救他。
And basically, there's those two kinds of people in the world today.
那事实上，今天世界上也有这两类人。
There's those who just don't want to believe in Jesus and mock him and ignore him.
有一类人就是不愿意相信耶稣，不断的嘲笑他。
But then there's those that realize the truth about Jesus.
但是另一类人明白了耶稣的真理。
He can save me from my sins.
他可以拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
And he's going to rise from the dead.
他会从死里复活。
And Jesus told that man.
所以耶稣就对那个人说
，This day you will be with me in paradise.
今天你就要跟我在乐园里了。
Okay. Second event was he didn't just die on the cross, but he rose from the dead.
第二个重要的事件就是他不单单死在十字架上，而是他从死里复活了。
Now there have been other people that.We thought were dead and rose.
当然，有些人我们以为他们死了，然后又复活了。
But no one that ever rose from the dead, never to die again.
但是从来没有人从死里复活，又不会再死。
And he rose in the same body, but now it was glorified. It could never die again.
他以同样的身体复活，但是是一个荣耀的身体，就不会再死。
Now Rome was trying to do everything they could to keep.Anybody from stealing the body or to keep Jesus from getting out of that tomb.
罗马人费尽了一切心力，想要阻止耶稣从这个坟墓里面出来。
So there were a bunch of Roman soldiers guarding that tomb.
所以有许多罗马兵丁守卫的这个坟墓。
But Roman soldiers are no match for God.
但是跟神比较，他们算不得什么。
And you get a little picture there, the light starting to come out because Jesus is rising from the dead.
所以你看到这个石头的后面那个光逐渐的出现。
But Jesus rose from the dead.
但是耶稣后来从死里复活。
And for 40 days, he manifested himself to over 500 eyewitnesses.
有四十天的时间，他向五百多个人亲眼的显现。
And we're told he proved himself to be alive by many infallible proofs.
而且借着许多确凿的证据证实他活了。
Means you couldn't mistake him. It's really him.
换句话说是没有办法错误的。
And then the third event is his ascension into heaven.
就是他升到天上。
And that guarantees my eternal salvation.
那个也保证我的永生。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣还活着。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在父神的右边。
He tells me someday I can go to be with him.
他也告诉我有一天我可以跟天父在一起。
Okay, so...Whether you want to believe it or not, Jesus' resurrection is irrefutable history.
所以不管你愿不愿意相信，耶稣的复活呢是一个确凿的历史。
And that's what we're going to look at this morning.
今天早上我们就要看这一点。
You got enough proof to believe it.
你有很多的证据能够让你相信。
And if we really believe it, it will change our life forever.
而且假如我们确实相信的话呢，它会改变我们的人生。
See, there were over 500 eyewitnesses.To his resurrection and ascension.
耶稣的复活跟升天有超过五百位的目击见证人。
Any of you ever been to court in a trial before on jury duty? Or
我们当中有谁去法院当过陪审团的团员
okay. ？How many of you were there because you committed a crime? Now you don't have to put your hand up.
有多少人是因为自己犯罪到了法院呢
？Remember, Jesus saved criminals.
好，要记得耶稣也拯救罪人。
But if you go to court.
假如你到法院去
You know, eyewitness testimony is very important.
你知道这个目击见证人的话是非常重要的
Right, say you had been in an accident.
假如你在一场车祸当中
Somebody ran into you.
人家撞到你了
And say there were no other eyewitnesses.
就是没有其他的人在那边当场见证
And the policeman comes.
警察来了
And he asks you, what happened here?
他问你到底发生了什么事
And you say, that guy ran into me, he ran the light.
你说那个人好，他就是超过灯撞到我了。
But then the policeman asked the other guy.
但是警察问那个人。
He said, "What happened here?"
说发生什么事
？He ran the light and ran into me.
他说哦，他闯灯来撞到我。
Okay, this is normal.
这很非常的普通啊。
Two different people see it two different ways.
两个人看见事情是不一样的。
How can the policeman know for sure who is guilty?
那警察到底怎么确知谁是犯罪了呢？
If there were no other witnesses,
假如没有其他的见证人
he's going to say each one is 50% responsible.
那警察就说了，每个人各要负一半的责任。
But now imagine there was another witness on the corner that saw what happened.
但假如说在那个角落有另外一个目击者，他看到了发生的事。
And that witness verifies your version of the story.
那个目击者呢，就证实了你说的话。
Well, now, who's the policeman or even a jury more likely to believe?
所以现在警察或是陪审团会相信谁的话呢
？But now, imagine there were like a whole crowd, 5 or 10 people on the corners there that saw the whole thing.
那现在假想，假如说在这个角落有5到10个人看到同样的事
，and all 10 of them give the same story.
然后十个人口供都一样
，and it agrees with your story.
跟你说的话是一样的。
That's just about irrefutable proof for any jury.
那对陪审团来说，这就是很确凿的证据。
But imagine now if you got 500 witnesses all saying the same thing and not one witness that disagrees.
那现在你再假想，假如有500个人一起说同样的话，而没有一个人不同意的话。
That's irrefutable proof.
那就是一个确凿的，没有办法驳斥的证据。
No jury could argue with that proof.
没有任何陪审团会为这个证据来争辩。
But see, there were actually 10,000 of witnesses to his crucifixion.
但是耶稣被钉在十字架上呢，却有成千上万个人的见证。
We know this because there would be about 2 million Jews in Jerusalem on Passover when he's crucified.
我们知道这一点是那个逾越节的时候，大概有200万的以色列人在耶路撒冷。
And the Romans would always crucify people on a crossroads where the most people are going to see it.
罗马人最常就是在十字路口。最多人能够看见的地方，把人给钉十字架。
And he's crucified on a hill over the city.
耶稣是在城市上面的一个山上被钉十字架。
And Jesus was very famous by now.
那个时候耶稣相当的出名。
So you know, thousands of people would have come out to say, "Oh, they're crucifying Jesus. How can that be?" Thousands would have come out to see.
所以这个时候你可以想象，有成千上万人来看这件事情，说怎么可能？耶稣怎么可能被钉十字架？
So conservatively, we know there's tens of thousands of eyewitnesses to his crucifixion.
所以根据保守的估计，哈，成千上万的人至少看到耶稣被钉十字架。
And then there's hundreds of thousands of witnesses to his miracles and sermons.
当然也有成千上万的人亲自看见他行的神迹，还有他讲的道。
Because you read the gospel, sometimes there's 10,000 men with him. 5,000.
假如你读福音书的话，有时候有5,000或是10,000个男性在场。
Right.One time when he fed 5,000 people, there were 5,000 men plus women and children, which would put it at least close to 10,000.
有一次他喂饱了5,000个男性，那假如加上妇人跟孩子，至少有10,000人。
He tells they were following him for 3 days.
所以他们跟随他跟了3天。
Wow. So for 3.5 years, Jesus traveling all over Israel, thousands of people following him, listening and being healed and seeing his miracles.
所以在耶稣在传道的3.5年当中，从南到北，很多人就是跟随着他，知道他所做的神迹，听他讲的道。
After 3.5 years, there's easily hundreds of thousands of people who have heard his words or seen him do a miracle.
所以经过3.5年，只有至少成千上万的人看过他所做的神迹，听过他所讲的道。
This is irrefutable history.
那这也是没有办法驳斥的历史。
Okay, Jesus conquered death.
耶稣也征服了死亡。
Okay.Thus, Jesus is the only person that can guarantee you and me the assurance that we will rise again after we die.
因此，耶稣也是唯一的一位能够保证我们从死里复活。
And not just rise, but ascend into heaven and experience the glory of heaven forever.
我们不但会复活，我们也要升到天上，经历永恒当中的荣耀。
Okay.Today, I would like us to get to know this Lord Jesus Christ better.
那今天我希望能够帮助各位更多的认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And hopefully, we can catch enough of a vision of Him.
希望我们能够捕捉到对他的一个认识。
That you'll leave with an eternal hope this morning.
你离开的时候呢，心里有一个永生的盼望。
Okay. Now, you can only get to know a person through their words and their works.
我们只能靠着认识一个人所说的话，还有他所做的事情去认识他。
Right, you got to listen to him talk and tell you things.
你要听他讲话，给你讲一些事情。
But you also want to watch him and observe how they behave.
但是你要观察他，看他的行为如何。
And then you find, is this a good person or a bad person?
然后你可以决定这个人是个好人呢，还是一个坏人。
Okay.So the Gospel of John reveals some of Jesus' amazing words.
那约翰福音就启示出耶稣某些很奇妙的话语。
In fact, the eyewitnesses, a lot of them said, never spoke a man like this man.
事实上，这些目击人说，从来没有一个人讲话像这个人一样。
Amazing words.
非常奇妙的话。
In fact, most of them were unforgettable. They're still remembering them 3.5 years later.
事实上，他讲的话呢，很难让人忘记，所以3.5年之后呢，仍然可以写下来。
Okay.The gospel also reveals Jesus' supernatural works.
那福音书呢，也启示耶稣某些超自然的作为。
See, Jesus did things no other human being ever did before.
因为耶稣做的一些事情是人类从来没有办法做出来的。
To prove that he was God come to earth and
来证明他是来到世界上的神。
So his words and his works, that's what we want to look at.
所以今天我们就要看看他所说的话，还有他所做的事。
And through that, we can really get to know Jesus enough to know whether or not you want to trust him.
经由这些事情，我们可以确定我到底要不要相信他。
Okay. Now I'm going to give you five examples of Jesus' words and works that reveal he is truly God come to earth.
那首先我要给你五个耶稣的作为跟言行来证明他真正是道成肉身来到世界上的神。
And these are all in the Gospel of John.
这些都在约翰福音的里面。
Okay. First one we have in John chapter 2.
首先我们看到约翰福音第二章。
Okay. And here we see Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding.
耶稣在一个婚礼行了他第一个神迹。
Now, Jesus went to weddings.
耶稣去参加婚礼。
In fact, this was a very smart couple, family here.
实际上这个家庭非常的聪明。
Because they invited Jesus to their wedding.
因为他们邀请了耶稣到他们的婚礼去。
Now maybe looking back, you didn't invite Jesus to your wedding.
或许回头看哈，你没有邀请耶稣到你的婚礼里面。
But it's never too late to invite him into your marriage.
但是邀请他进入你的婚姻当中绝对不是太晚。
Just like here, they ran into problems.
就是这样，好像在这里这个婚姻他们遇了一个麻烦。
Now wedding would last 7 days at this time.
在那个时候，他们的婚礼要庆祝七天。
And the host family had to supply all the drinks.
这个主人呢就要提供所有的饮食跟饮料。
And we're told they ran out of wine.
圣经说他们酒没了。
Now this would have been non-alcoholic wine here.
那这些酒这个时候是不是带有这个 alcohol 的？
That was considered the best wine.
是认为是最好的酒。
They run out.
没了。
Now this would be a huge embarrassment at a wedding.
那对主人来说呢，在婚礼里面没有酒呢，对他们来说是非常尴尬的一件事。
So Jesus' mother says, whatever Jesus tells you to do, just do it.
所以耶稣的妈妈吩咐仆人说，好，耶稣告诉你怎么做，你就去做。
And so Jesus, there were 6 stone containers of water.
那边有六个用石头做的这个
About 30 gallons each.
30
gallons, 30 each.
每个水缸大概30加仑。
So that's about 180 gallons of water he has him fill into those containers.
所以这个水缸里面可以容纳180加仑的水。
And then... So he said, okay, take it out now and take the wine to the head of
the feast. 耶稣说你们现在可以把水掏出来去给客人喝。
Okay, amazing miracle.
这是非常奇妙的一个神迹。
Okay, now Jesus created everything.
耶稣创造了一切。
So here he reveals his power and control over his creation.
所以在这里他启示出他可以掌管万物的能力。
Remember, God with just his word in the beginning.
圣经在告诉我们起初神就靠他的话。
He said, "Let the earth bring forth green grass and fruit-bearing trees."
他说地上要生出青草，而且要生出可以长果子的树。
And then it was so.
哎，就成就了。
That's the power of God's word.
这就是上帝话语的能力。
So Jesus is here now, and he just takes this 180 gallons of water, and with his word, just turns it into wine. Just.
所以在这里，耶稣把水变成酒。
Jesus could walk on water.
耶稣也可以走在水面上。
Jesus could speak to a storm and say, "Be still."
他可以对一个暴风雨说住了吧静了吧
And the storm would stop.
暴风雨就歇下来了
See, he did things no other human being ever did.
所以他做的事情是任何人所不能做的
His words prove who he is.
他的话语证明他是谁
And his works prove who he is.
他所做的事也证明他是谁
He's more than just a man.
所以他不单单只是人而已
He's God come to earth.
他是上帝来到世界上
That was his first miracle at a wedding.
这是他在婚礼做的第一个神迹
And maybe you're having problems in your marriage.
或许在你的婚姻当中，你遇到了一些问题。
Well, do it. They invite Jesus into your marriage.
你要邀请耶稣进入你的婚姻当中。
And if you're not married yet, invite him into your dating life.
你要邀请他进入你的约会当中。
John chapter 4, we see Jesus meets a Samaritan woman.
第二个例子讲到约翰福音第四章，耶稣遇见一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Now you have to know, Jews had no.They didn't have any relationship with the Samaritans. They hated them.
那个时候，犹太人跟撒玛利亚人不愿意建立关系。
But see, Jesus is different than everybody else.
但是耶稣跟人不一样。
And he stops to talk to a Samaritan woman.
他停下来跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
And Jesus tells her everything she ever did.
耶稣说出他所做的一切事情。
Even her sins.
即使是他的罪恶。
Okay.Now, the thing is, Jesus tells her, go call your husband and come again.
耶稣说你去把你的丈夫给叫来。
And she says, I have no husband.
她说我现在没有丈夫。
And Jesus said, you're right.
耶稣说你说的没错。
You've actually had 5 husbands.
你已经有过五位丈夫了。
And the man you're with now isn't even your husband.
那现在你跟他住在一起的人还不是你的丈夫。
She'd been looking for her satisfaction in life through a husband.
她希望在丈夫的身上找到她人生的满足。
If you're thinking your husband or your wife is going to meet your deepest, profoundest needs,
假如你认为你的配偶能够满足你内心最深的需要，
you're wrong.
你错了。
She tried 5 times.
因为这个妇人试了五次。
And now she's given up hope. She not even get married. She just sleep with a guy.
现在她已经放弃了希望，她就是跟一个人同居。
Jesus said, you know, if you knew who you were talking to,
所以耶稣跟他说，假如你知道跟你说话的是谁，
you would ask him to give you some living water.
你会邀请他给你活水。
And if you drink this water that I could give you, you'd never thirst again.
假如你能够喝我所赐你的活水，你就不再渴。
She finally found in Jesus what she'd been looking for in men her whole life.
所以她终于在耶稣身上找到她在男性身上所寻找的。
And she's so excited, she goes into Samaria and tells everybody, comes.Here a man who's told me everything I ever did.
所以他后来非常的兴奋，回到撒玛利亚城，告诉所有的人说：“啊，你们要来看这个，告诉把我所做的一切都讲出来的这个人。”
This must be the Messiah.
啊，这一定是弥赛亚。
So they come to hear.
所以他们来找耶稣，听耶稣讲话。
And then many of them believed.
许多人就相信了。
But here Jesus revealed himself to be omniscient.
所以在这里，耶稣显明他自己是无所不知的。
You know, we have no secrets from Jesus.
我们在耶稣面前。不能够隐藏任何的秘密。
Jesus didn't condemn that woman.
耶稣没有定那个妇人的罪。
He knew she was thirsting for something she would never find the way she was looking for.
因为耶稣知道她饥渴的东西，她在人的身上寻找是找不到的。
But once she realized who Jesus was, she found what she'd been looking for.
所以一旦她认识耶稣是谁，她就找到她所渴望的。
Now this is real history.
那这也是一个真实的历史。
Say we know where Jacob's well is today.
甚至今天我们都知道雅各井在什么地方。
Okay. Here's a picture of it about 100 years ago.
这大概100年前的照片。
See, 100 years ago, Israel was pure desert, nothing there.
100年前，以色列就是一个沙漠地带。
But all these places were preserved.
但这些地方都被保存了下来。
Now today you can go visit it.
今天你可以去看这个地方。
It's Jacob's well.
叫做雅各井。
And that sign there, respect the sanctity of this holy place.
他说在这边你要尊敬这个所谓的圣洁的地方。
And that's what it looks like inside now, the chapel they built over it.
所以在雅各井附近他们盖了一个小小的教堂。
You can still draw water from that well.
你还可以从那个井里面
That well was built by Jacob about 2000 BC.
那这个井是大概纪元前2000年雅各所挖的。
See, what we're talking about here is eyewitness accounts written in the Bible.
所以我们在这边讲的就是圣经上亲眼见过的这些人他们所看见的。
This is about real people and real places, and you can still go see those places today.
讲的是真实的人、真实的地方，甚至今天你都可以去那个地方。
Okay.In John chapter 6, Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
然后在约翰福音第六章，耶稣说我是生命的粮。
Now, these are amazing words.
这是非常惊人的话。
Right? He said, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven.
他说我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
人若吃这粮就必永远活着。
Now you think, wow, could this be true?
你说哎，这是真的吗？
There's a bread I could eat that I would live forever.
有一种饼我可以吃了就活到永远。
Now, if you believe that, when you say, "Give me this bread,"
假如你知道确实有这个饼的话，你说，哎呀，把这个饼给我吃吧。
If I tell you after church today we have lunch and we got some special bread today.
假如今天晚上聚完会，你说你来吃午餐，我们有个特别的饼要给你。
It's bread. If you eat it, you will never die.
假如你吃这个饼的话，永远不会死。
Now.You're laughing already, some of you, right?
你们当中有些人已经开始在笑我了。
You know why you're laughing?
你知道为什么你在笑我吗？ Because
these are crazy words.
因为这些话听起来非常的不可思议。
You wouldn't believe it, no matter who said it.
不管谁说，你大概都不会相信。
If I were to say it, someone else, we'd ridicule them.
假如我说，或是别人说，人家会取笑我们。
But they didn't laugh at Jesus when he said, "I'm the bread of life."
但是当耶稣说我是生命的粮的时候，没有人敢笑他。
He didn't laugh when he said, I can give you eternal life.
当他说我可以把永生赐给你的时候，也没有人笑他。
Why? Because Jesus,
为什么呢?
Jesus had done a work that proved his words were true.
因为耶稣曾经做了一些事情，证明他说的话是真的。
There were 5,000 men plus women and children.
还有5,000个男性，还有妇女跟孩子。
Who'd been listening to Jesus all day.
他们整天听耶稣讲道。
The disciples said, let's send them home because they're going to faint because they haven't eaten all day.
所以门徒就说让他们回家吧，好，他们如果整天没吃饭，他们一定会昏了。
But Jesus told the disciples, you give them something to eat.
但耶稣跟门徒说，你们给他们吃吧。
He said, how can we feed 5,000 men plus women and children?
门徒就说，我们怎么喂得饱5,000个男人还有妇女跟孩子呢？
Right, Jesus just told us, sit them down.
耶稣跟他们说，哦，叫他们坐下吧。
And they organized in groups, 50s and 100s.
所以他们就把他们分成50人、100人坐下。
And then Jesus started multiplying 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
结果有5个饼、2条鱼，耶稣就使他倍增。
And he fed the 5,000 men plus women and children.
他就喂饱了5,000人，包括妇女和孩子。
And how many baskets were left over?
然后有多少篮子剩下了呢？
12.
有12个篮子剩下。
One for each of the tribes of Israel.
一个篮子给以色列的一个支派。
There was a profound message here.
所以在这里有一个很深奥的信息。
How many eyewitnesses were there to this miracle?
那这个神迹有多少人亲眼看到呢？
Yeah, more than 5,000 eyewitnesses.
多过5,000个人亲眼见证这件事。
So these people are still living when the Gospels are written.
所以当福音书写下来的时候呢，这些人当中很多人都还活着。
If this didn't really happen, this would have all been discredited.
所以假如这件事情没有真的发生，那么福音书写下来怎么就没有信用？
This is real history recorded by eyewitnesses.
所以这是真实的历史，是目击见证者所记录下来的。
And they didn't laugh at Jesus when he said, "I'm the bread of life."
所以当耶稣说我是生命的粮的时候，没有人嘲笑他。
Because they had seen Jesus do miracles like this more than once.
因为他们看耶稣做这样的神迹不止一次。
His works proved his words were true.
所以他的作为证明他说的话是真的。
Then in chapter 8, Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world."
然后约翰福音第八章，耶稣说我是世界的光。
Right now, if you or I were to say something, "I'm the light of the world," follow me, and you'll never walk in darkness.
假如我说我是世界的光，你们要跟从我，就永远不在黑暗里走。
Would you believe me?
你会相信我吗？
Yeah. No, of course. You'd think this guy is crazy or something, right?
你会想说我这个人是疯子哈。
But they didn't laugh at Jesus when he said that.
但是当耶稣这么说的时候呢，他们没有嘲笑他。
When Jesus said he's the light of the world, they took him serious.
当耶稣说他是世界的光的时候，他们很严肃地看这件事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you see, Jesus did works that nobody else ever did.
因为耶稣做了没有人可以做的事情。
Jesus was healing blind people left and right for 3.5 years.
在3.5年当中医治了许多瞎眼的人。
But here in John chapter 9,
但是在约翰福音第九章,
we're told he heals a man who was born blind.
他医治了一个生来瞎眼的人。
And apparently in the Greek, it hints that he had no eyeballs even.
那在希腊文里面，它的含义就是说，这个人呢，生下来就没有眼球。
Right, and Jesus healed this man here.
耶稣医治了这个人。
By making some mud and putting it on his eyes.
耶稣拿了一些泥土哈，就放在他的眼睛里面。
And then he told him, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and you will see."
然后你要到希罗亚池子里去洗一洗，然后你就可以看见。
And he went and he washed and he saw.
看见了。
And apparently the eyeballs grew back in his head.
然后可能就是在他的头脑里面那个眼球哈就长回来了。
Now the Pharisees wouldn't believe it.
法利赛人不相信。
This couldn't have been the blind man.
他们说，哎，这个人不可能是瞎子。
I mean, he'd been blind his whole life. Just about everybody in Jerusalem had seen this guy.
那每个在耶路撒冷都看过这个人，知道他生来是瞎眼的。
Blind people had to beg all day, every day to make a living and get food.
因为瞎子每天都要去乞讨，来乞讨他该吃的食物。
Who knows? 10, 20, 30,000 people knew this guy.
所以1万、2万、3万个人认识这个人。
And the Pharisees don't believe it.
但是法利赛人却不相
信。No, he looks like the blind guy, but he can't be.
说哦，他看起来像瞎子，但他确实不是瞎子。
Right, nobody can heal a man born blind.
对，没有一个人可以医治生来瞎眼的人。
So they call his parents.
所以就把他的父母亲给叫来。
Is this your son who was blind?
说这个是你的儿子吗？
Yeah, this is our son, and yes, he was blind.
说他是我的儿子，他确实是瞎子。
They still won't believe it.
法利赛人还不相信。
And then they ask him, "Who healed you?"
然后他们问他说，谁医治了你？
Say, "Well, the man's name was Jesus."
他这个瞎子说，哦，我知道他的名字是耶稣。
Well, we know he's a sinner. Come on, give glory to God. Who really healed you?
他说，哦，我说这个瞎子，你是个罪人啊，告诉我们到底谁医治了你？
Hey, this is an amazing thing the blind man says.
那这个瞎子说的一件事情非常有意思。
Never in the history of the world has it been known that a man born blind was given his sight.
他说好，有史以来呢，从来没有一个人知道说生来瞎眼的人能够再看见。
And you don't believe in Jesus?
然后你还不相信耶稣吗？
He says, one thing I know for sure.
他说有一件事情我确实知道。
I was blind.
我过去是瞎眼的。
And now I can see.
我现在可以看见。
And Jesus did it.
耶稣做了这件事。
Right? There's always these two groups of people in the world.
所以世界上总是有这两类人。
Those who won't believe no matter how powerful the evidence is.
一类人就是不管这个证据有多么的强烈，他还是不信。
And those who believe because they want the truth and you can't argue with irrefutable evidence.
另外一类人是他们要知道真理，而当真理很确凿的时候，他们就不再争论。
Now this is a model of Jerusalem at the time. Archaeology has dug up a lot of it.
考古学发现很多耶路撒冷的旧址，哈，这是现在耶路撒冷的样子。
And that's where the Pool of Siloam was.
那就是希罗亚池在的地方。
A little bit south of the temple.
在圣殿稍微南边的地方。
And here is it today.
这是它的今天。
They were actually building a new sewer system, and they discovered it.
当以色列要盖一个新的地下水道的系统的时候，他们发现了希罗亚池。
You see, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD, they covered everything over with 50 or so feet of dirt.
当罗马在纪元后七十年毁灭耶路撒冷的时候，他们拿大概五十尺的土呢，就把耶路撒冷给掩埋了。
And that's the Pool of Siloam.
那是希罗亚池。
We know it without a doubt.
我们毫无疑问的可以知道，
because the water is coming through Hezekiah's tunnel, which is recorded in the Bible.
因为它的水来自西西家王的这个穴道。
This is real history.
所以这是一个真实的历史。
This is eyewitness accounts.
也是一个目击见证人的记录。
There was really a man born blind.
确实有一个人是生来瞎眼的。
And Jesus made some mud and put it on his eyeballs, and he went and washed in the pool of Siloam, and he was healed.
耶稣拿了一些泥巴放在他的眼睛里面，叫他去洗，他就得医治了。
And there would have been thousands of people that knew this man before he was healed and after he'd been healed.
很多人一千多个，至少上千人，在这个人还没有被医治之前就知道他是瞎子。
Now we come to John chapter 11.
那现在我们就来到约翰福音第十一章。
Some of Jesus's greatest words.
讲了一些耶稣最伟大的一些话。
One of his greatest works.
也还有是他最伟大的作为。
Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
耶稣说好，我是复活，我是生命。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Okay. And whosoever liveth and believe me, and believe in me, shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Wow. Could these words be true?
这些话是真的吗？
If it's possible they're true, then I want to find out
假如这些话都是真的，那我一定要去知道，去找到。
Could it be that what Jesus said is true? He is the resurrection.
那耶稣说的可能是真的，他就是复活吗？
Nobody else in the history of the world has ever claimed this.
世界上没有任何人曾经宣称这句话。
That they could raise us from the dead.
他可以使我们从死里复活。
Okay, and he asks us, "Do you believe this?"
然后他就问你信这话吗？
Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life?
你信耶稣是复活，是生命吗？
Do you believe that if you trust him as your savior from your sins, he'll give you eternal life?
你相信当你相信他的时候，他会把永生赐给你。
Okay. Here's somebody who did believe. I love this picture.
这是一个相信的人。
It's from a cemetery.
这是来自一个墓地。
And this family, their son apparently was born crippled and had to spend his life in a wheelchair.
这个家人他的孩子生下来是瘸腿的。
And on there, they have the hope of the resurrection.
在下面他们写说这就是复活的盼望。
They knew when their son was resurrected from the dead that he would never need a wheelchair again.
他们知道当他儿子复活的时候呢，他不会再需要轮椅。
This is a very touching picture. You can find it on the internet.
在网络上你可以找到这幅图画。
And it's so powerful because it reveals the faith of that boy's parents.
好，他非常有能力，因为他启示出这个孩子的父母亲的信心。
They believe Jesus is the resurrection, and they know their son will have a glorified body and never be a cripple again.
他们知道耶稣会使他复活，所以当他儿子复活的时候呢，他不会再是瘸腿的。
Let me ask you, do you believe Jesus is the resurrection?
就让我就问你，你相信耶稣就是复活吗？
It changes how you live.
它改变你如何生活。
It changes the joy you'll have, the peace you'll have when life gets tough.
也当你人生变得非常困难的时候呢，它给你喜乐，它给你盼望。
It'll give you hope in the midst of tragedy.
在悲剧发生的时候呢，它会给你盼望。
Because the wheelchair is not the end.
因为轮椅不是人生的最后。
The resurrection is the end.
复活才是人的最后。
So let's settle the fact first that this is real history.
所以让我们先解决这是真实历史的事实这件事。
Okay. Archaeology discoveries help prove this history.
那考古学的发现呢，帮助证明这个历史。
Okay, we're talking about the history of Lazarus that Jesus raises from the dead.
好，这边讲到耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活。
Okay. Here's some, we call these ossuaries.
这些是
ossuary, bone container, rock containers for bones.
Yeah, 就是装骨灰的盆子。
Yeah, the Jewish people call them ossuaries.
就是骨灰的盆。
Okay, and there's only about 150 year period where the Jewish people buried this way.
那只有150年的历史呢，犹太人是以按照这个方式来埋葬人。
And it's all about the time of Jesus.
也都就是在耶稣活着的那个时候。
So they would put the body in a tomb until all the flesh rotted away and just the bones were left.
他们会把一个人的尸体放在一个墓穴里面，然后等到尸体腐烂之后呢，把那个骨灰啊放到这个盒子里。
And then they would take the bones and put them in that stone container.
好，然后就是把当尸体腐坏之后呢，就把骨灰存放在这个骨灰盆里面。
To await the day of resurrection.
等到他们复活的时候。
Now, the interesting thing is archaeologists have uncovered hundreds of these ossuaries.
还有意思就是考古学发现了几百个这样的一个骨灰盆。
And you know, they found the name on some of these, of every name in the Gospel of John here, chapter 11.
他们也在这骨灰盆上发现了那些约翰福音十一章所提到的名字刻在这个盆子上。
One of them is Lazarus.
其中一个是拉撒路。
One is Mary.
一个是马。
There's one Martha.
玛利亚。一个是马大。
There's a couple of Jesus.
还有几个名字是耶稣。
Jesus became a very popular name after he rose from the dead. Okay.
耶稣从死里复活之后呢，他的名字变得相当的受人欢迎。
Yeah, and this only fits in this narrow period of history.
所以只有一百五十年的时间哈，就跟这个圣经的历史来配合。
This is real history. These are real people.
所以这些是真实的历史，真实的人物。
And if you go to Israel, you can visit Lazarus' tomb today.
假如你去以色列，你今天也可以去看拉撒路的坟墓。
See, tombs were dug into the solid rock.
这些坟墓是从岩石里面凿进去的。
They don't disappear.
他们不会消失。
Somewhere, the tomb of Jesus is still carved in solid rock.
那耶稣的坟墓也是一块岩石里面所凿出来的。
Somewhere the tomb of Lazarus is there, carved into solid rock.
所以耶稣的安葬的地方，拉撒路安葬的地方呢，都还存在。
And they're pretty convinced this is where Lazarus would have been.
啊，一般人非常相信这就是拉撒路被埋葬的地方。
It's in Bethany.
在伯大尼。
Okay, so let's learn some life-changing lessons from this history.
所以让我们从这个历史当中来学一些改变人生的功课。
Okay, one of the first lessons is be patient in suffering.
第一个功课我们学到就是说，在受苦的时候呢，要有耐心。
Now Lazarus was sick.
拉撒路病了。
And Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus to come because him who you love is sick.
那马大跟玛利亚呢，就差遣人把信息送给耶稣，说你所爱的朋友拉撒路病了。
But after Jesus got word that Lazarus was sick,
那耶稣听到拉撒路病了之后呢？
He delayed 2 days.
他延迟了两天。
He didn't come right away.
他没有立刻就过去。
Okay. Sometimes our sickness as well as our health can be for the glory of God.
有的时候我们的疾病，甚至我们的健康呢，都是为了上帝的荣耀。
And Lazarus was going to die.
拉撒路就要死了。
But it was going to be for God's glory.
但是也是为了神的荣耀。
Right. If you know Jesus, in sickness or in health,We can still live for the glory of God.
假如我们认识耶稣的话呢，不管在疾病或是健康当中，我们都能够为神的荣耀而活。
Ask yourself, how can I bring glory to God in this situation?
所以我们要问自己哈，我怎么可以在我的境况当中为上帝带来荣耀？
Maybe you're going through a tough time at work.
或许你在工作上非常的不顺利。
Maybe you're going through a tough time in your marriage.
在婚姻当中也有问题。
Maybe you're struggling with your health.
或是你的健康也有问题。
Ask yourself, how can I bring glory to God in this situation?
我们可以问自己，好，在我这样的情况当中，我可以如何荣耀神呢？
Well, here's the first thing you got to do.
所以你要做的第一件事情就是
invite Jesus into your suffering.
好，要邀请耶稣进入你的苦难当中。
That's what Mary and Martha do. You're him whom you love, Lazarus is sick. Please come and help.
所以马大、玛利亚就向耶稣伸出邀请，说你所爱的拉撒路病了，请你来帮助。
Okay.Now, trials often are used to purify us like silver.
试炼常常就像银子被熬炼一样，我们被熬炼。
The Bible makes this very clear.
圣经讲得非常清楚。
Most of us, after you've lived a long time,
我们活了很长一段时间之后，
you would admit it was the tough times that made me a better person.
你可以承认是在困难的时候呢，使我成为一个更好的人。
There's a purpose in trials.
在试炼当中有神的目的。
But it says, For thou, O God, has proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried.
圣经说神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
And in Psalm 12, we're told that silver is tried 7 times.
诗篇十二篇告诉我们，好，银子被熬炼七次。
Now what that means is the way you purified silver.
所以当我们熬炼银子的时候，
is you bring it, you melt it into a liquid.
你先把它融化。
And because silver is so heavy,
那银子非常的重，
the impurities will rise to the surface when it melts.
所以它里面的杂质呢会升到表面上来。
And then the refiner, the man doing it,
然后结晶银子的人呢，
he just scoops that impurity off the top.
他会把上浮上出来的杂质给它扫掉。
And then he can see his own reflection in the silver.
然后他可以看到自己的影像。
Now the best silver, you let it cool.
那最好的银子呢，就是你让它冷却，
and then you melt it again.
然后再把它烧火融化，
and more dirt comes to the surface.
有更多的杂质会浮现到表面，
and the refiner scoops it off.
那熬炼银子人再把它这个杂质再清除一次，
and now you can see an even clearer image of himself in the silver.
现在你可以更看清楚自己。
The best silver was refined 7 times.
所以最好的银子呢，是被熬炼了七次。
Until the refiner could see his own image in the silver.
好，直到熬炼银子的人很清楚地看见自己。
God is refining you and me over and over again.
所以上帝不断在熬炼我们。
Until he can finally see his image reflected in our life.
直到他可以看到他自己的形象反射在我们的人生当中。
Unfortunately for us, that can't happen without some heat and pain.
就很不幸的呢，对我们来说呢，不经过火的熬炼呢，这个东西不能够完成。
But it gives us peace to know God is the refiner.
但是我们有平安，知道上帝是那个熬炼我们的人。
If you put your life in His hands.
只要你把你的人生交在他的手中。
And then I know, no matter what trial comes.
所以我知道，不管经历了什么样的试炼
，It's to reveal His glory.
就能够越发展现他的荣耀。
Never doubt God's love when you're suffering.
那当你受苦的时候呢，绝对不要怀疑上帝的爱。
See, we're told very clearly. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
There's no doubt Jesus loved them.
好，没有任何的疑问，耶稣确实爱他们。
But yet, when he heard Lazarus was sick, he waits 2 days to come.
但是当他听到拉撒路病了呢，他等了两天才来。
We have to be patient in trial.
所以我们在试炼当中呢，要能够忍耐。
God has perfect timing, but it's unpredictable for us.
上帝有他完美的时间，但对我们来说是没有办法预测的。
Guarantee it, we will always wish He'd come sooner.
好，我向大家保证，我们常常都希望上帝早点来。
Okay, when Jesus heard Lazarus sick, He waits 2 days.
所以当耶稣听拉撒路病了，他等了两天。
God's timing seems unloving, doesn't it?
有的时候，上帝的时间好像看起来他没有爱心。
But it's not, and it never can be.
但不是哈。
Because God is love.
因为上帝本身就是爱。
God's timing can seem too late.
有的时候上帝时间感觉太晚了。
But it's not.
但不是。
Because God's eternal.
因为上帝是永恒的。
See, this life is when I die in this world, that's not the end of my life.
当我在今生死了以后呢，这不是我人生的结束。
In Jesus, I have eternity ahead of me.
因为在耶稣里面，我是活在永恒的当中。
Jesus is never late.
耶稣从来不晚。
God's timing often seems dangerous.
有的时候上帝的时间看起来好像很危险。
Right? Jesus is willing to risk his life to help Lazarus.
耶稣愿意冒自己生命的危险去帮助拉撒路。
The Jews were planning to kill him when next time he came back.
因为那个时候犹太人设计要杀耶稣。
And even his disciples said, Lord, how can you go back? They're planning to kill you.
甚至门徒都劝耶稣说，主啊，你不要回去，因为他们计划要把你杀了。
Doesn't matter to love, does it?
但是对爱来说这无所谓。
But because God is sovereign, that doesn't matter either that they're planning to kill him.
好，因为上帝掌管一切，所以不管人家设计。
Okay, he's in charge.
他都在掌管。
But God's timing is often frustrating to us.
但是上帝的时间呢，有的时候却让我们感觉泄气。
Both Martha and Mary say to the Lord, Lord, if only you'd been here, Lazarus would not have died.
马大玛利亚都说主啊，假如你早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。
If only.
假如。
Right, how often do we use those? If only I hadn't done this, or if only I had done that.
好，我们常说，哎，假如我没有做这个，假如我做了那个。
You can't live in the past.
我们没有办法活在过去。
That's over and gone.
好，那已经过去了。
You can't change your past.
我们也没有办法改变我们的过去。
But you can change your future.
但是你可以改变你的未来。
Especially if you put it in the hands of Jesus.
特别是当你把你的未来放在耶稣手中的时候。
Jesus is here. It doesn't matter what time he shows up.
好，耶稣既然在这里，就不在乎他什么时候出现。
God is omniscient. His ways are always perfect.
因为上帝是无所不知的，所以他的作为永远是完全的。
Okay.Now have faith in God's word and God's power.
要对上帝的话语和能力有信心。
If you believe what he says,
假如你相信他所说的话，
it'll change your life. It really brings a profound peace.
他真的会改变你的人生，带给你平安。Okay.
Jesus in chapter 11 redefines death for the believer as sleep.
耶稣在约翰福音十一章重新定义信徒的死亡。
First he said, our friend Lazarus is asleep. We're going to go and wake him up.
他说好，我的朋友拉撒路睡了，我们要去把他叫醒。
Disciples didn't understand what he meant was Lazarus is dead.
门徒不明白耶稣的意思是说拉撒路死了。
See, Jesus can change the definition of death.
耶稣就改变了死亡的定义。
If you know Jesus, it's just sleep now.
假如你认识耶稣，死亡不过是睡一场觉。
What's the difference between death and sleep?
那死亡跟睡眠之间的差别是什么呢？
Well, you see, sleep is perfectly harmless.
我们睡觉一点伤害都没有。
There's nothing to fear.
也不要怕什么。
Sleep comes as a welcome rest after the trials of a hard day.
当一天辛苦下来之后呢，你睡觉是一个非常好的事情。
If we go to sleep, we're going to wake up again in the morning.
而且假如我们睡觉了，第二天早上会醒过来。
Jesus now has turned death into sleep.
所以耶稣现在把死亡改成了睡眠。
But remember, he has the works to back up his word.
但是你要知道哈，他可以做出一件事情来支撑他所说的话。
He's telling Lazarus is just asleep.
他说跟门徒说，拉撒路不过是睡了。
No, he's really been dead 4 days and he stinketh.
好，但是事实上他已经死了四天，而且他尸体都发臭了。
But Jesus has redefined death.
但是耶稣重新定义了死亡。
Lazarus is just sleeping. I'm going to wake him up.
拉撒路睡了，我要去把他叫醒。
Now, without Christ, the sleep of death becomes a nightmare.
但是假如没有基督的话呢，死亡的睡眠就变成了一个噩梦。
Death is not sleep for everybody.
死亡对每个人来说呢，不完全是睡觉。
For some people, death is a nightmare.
对某些人来说呢，死亡就是一个噩梦。
Because they don't have the hope of the resurrection in Jesus.
因为他们没有在耶稣里复活的盼望。
Jesus said, He's the resurrection and the life. Trust Him.
耶稣说他就是复活，他就是生命，所以要信靠他。
And he turns the nightmare of death into the hope of the resurrection.
他把死亡这个噩梦改变成复活的盼望。
And Jesus had already proved this because he had raised many people from the dead before Lazarus.
那耶稣已经证明了他所说的话，为什么？因为在拉撒路之前，他已经使好多人从死里复活了。
I mean, he's traveling up and down Israel, raising people from the dead.
因为他在以色列这个地方哈，南南北北的走。已经使很多人从死里复活。
Healing people that were blind.
医治那些瞎眼的人。
He's doing stuff like this every day.
他几乎每天都在做神迹。
Over and over and over.
好，一再的重复。
That's why people didn't laugh when he said amazing things like this.
所以当他说这么奇妙的话的时候呢，没有人笑他。
And as we hear Jesus' words.
当我们听耶稣的话语的时候。
These are amazing words.
这些是很惊人的话。
And I go, could this be true?
你说这些都是真的吗？
Because if these words of Jesus are true, this is the most amazing words ever spoken.
假如耶稣说的这些话是真的话，那他们是最惊人的话语。
Can I really believe them?
我能够真的相信他吗？
Well, yes, you can, because Jesus has the works to back up his words.
你确实可以相信，因为他的作为能够支撑他所说的话。
And in the midst of your trials, you got to experience the supernatural comfort of Christ.
那在你所有的试炼当中呢，要经历超自然来自神的安慰。
Jesus Jesus has experienced and understands all our trials and tribulation.
因为耶稣已经经历，而且他明白我们所有试炼、所遭的试炼跟灾难。
He died on the cross, which means more suffering than anybody has ever suffered.
因为十字架的死亡呢，让他经历到所有人类的痛苦。
And here Jesus is at the grave of Lazarus.
那耶稣现在呢，站在拉撒路的坟墓前。
Right, and he knows he's going to raise him in just a few minutes.
耶稣知道在几分钟之后，他要使拉撒路复活。
Now, if I was Jesus in that situation,
假如我是耶稣在那样的状况当中
I would have said, "Guys, stop crying. Come on, I'm going to raise Lazarus up in a few minutes. Let's celebrate."
我跟大家说，哎，你们不要哭了，不要哭了，好，几分钟之后我就要叫拉撒路复活了。
No, Jesus knows he's going to raise Lazarus.
但是耶稣知道他会使拉撒路复活。
But yet he feels the pain of everyone around him.
但是他也可以感受到在他周围每个人的痛苦。
And Jesus weeps along with us.
耶稣跟他们一起哭。
Okay, Jesus' tears are a revelation of God's love and compassion.
所以耶稣的眼泪呢，也显示出上帝的爱跟怜悯。
Jesus knows someday he's going to raise us all from the dead if you're a believer.
耶稣知道，假如你信他的话呢，有一天他会使我们都从死里复活。
And there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more death ever again.
不再有痛苦、受苦，还有死亡。
But Jesus still weeps with us when we hurt.
但是当我们痛苦的时候，耶稣仍然与我们一起哭泣。
He suffers with us.
与我们一同受苦。
Right? Now tears are actually amazing if you study these.
假如你研究眼泪的话呢，它非常奇妙。
Animals can't cry.
动物不会哭。
Only humans can cry.
只有人类会哭。
Yeah, animals have tears to clean their eyes.
好，动物有眼泪来洗干净他们的眼睛。
But animals don't cry from joy or pain.
但他们不会因为欢喜或是痛苦而哭。
The reason you and I can cry
你跟我能够流泪的原因
is because we were created in the image of God.
因为我们是按照上帝的形象造的。
And God cries.
所以上帝也哭。
He feels your pain, he feels my pain.
他可以感受到你跟我的痛苦。
And he's not in heaven saying, "Come on, guys, cheer up. Someday I'm going to raise you from the dead. There'll be no more pain."
他不会在天堂说，哎呀，你们大家不要那么伤心，高兴起来吧，因为几分钟之后我就要使他复活了。
No, Jesus weeps when we weep.
所以当我们哭泣的时候，耶稣跟我们一起哭。
There's a true story of a chaplain.
有一个院牧，他的一个真实的故事。
And he was working in a mental hospital.
他在一个精神病院做事。
And he was going to be an intern for a year.
他要有一年做实习。
And he saw this young man that was withdrawn, sitting on the floor against a wall.
他看到一个年轻人，好躲在一个墙角落，哈，就是非常的退缩。
And he asked the head doctor, "How did this young man get this way?"
他就问这个主治医生说，这个年轻人怎么会变成这个样子呢？
And the doctor said, "You know, well, life just kind of rolled him up in a ball like a piece of paper."
那这个医生就跟他说，好，人生就好像把他像一张纸给这个绞揉了揉乱了在一起。
And threw him towards the waste paper basket.
把他丢向那个垃圾桶里去。
But he hit the edge and bounced back out, and he's still here.
但是他碰到这个自治楼的这个边缘呢，他又跳回来了，所以他现在还在这里。
Doctor said we've never heard him speak a word.
医生说我们从来没听他讲过一句话。
So the young chaplain wanted to try and help.
所以这个院牧想要帮助这个年轻人。
Many days he would just sit there across from him. He'd also sit with his hands on his.
所以好几天他就跟这年轻人对坐一样，哈，坐在地上。
And his year of internship was coming to an end.
那他那一年的实习快要结束了。
There'd been no change in this young man.
这个年轻人还是没有任何改变。
And the chaplain just put his head on his knees and started to cry.
有一天，这个院牧呢，就把他的脸放在他的膝盖，开始哭了。
Then from across the room, he heard a voice.
然后在房间的另外一边呢，他听到一个声音。
It called the intern by name, Tom.
他叫这个人，就按名字叫他说汤姆。
And that young man said, "Tom, I've been needing to write a letter."
他就跟这个院牧说，这个年轻人说，哎，我需要写一封信。
Could you get me a piece of paper and a pencil?
你可以拿一张纸跟笔给我。
And the chaplain went and got the paper and pencil.
所以这个院牧就去拿了纸跟笔。
And he sat down, and the young man said, "Please write this for me."
那个年轻人就叫院牧说，请你帮我写。
Dear mother and daddy.
他说，亲爱的爸爸妈妈。
I've met a man.
我遇到了一个人。
And I think he likes me.
我想他喜欢我。
See, when they saw Jesus' tears,
所以当这些人看到耶稣的眼泪的时候
all the people around said, "See how much he loves him."
在周围人都说，哎呀，你看他多爱拉撒路。
See, Jesus weeps with us because he loves us.
所以耶稣与我们一起哭，因为他爱我们。
Finally, rejoice in the ultimate triumph of Jesus Christ.
那最后呢，我们要在耶稣基督之中的胜利当中来欢喜。
See, his tomb is the only empty tomb where somebody resurrected never to die again.
耶稣的坟墓是唯一一个空的坟墓，因为有人从里面复活了，而且不再进去。
You can go visit Jesus' empty tomb.
你可以去看耶稣的空坟墓。
Now there's two that fit the description in the Bible. Two different ones. One of those two.
有两个地方呢配合符合耶稣所的描写，圣经所描写的地方。
So I tell you, go visit both of them, and then you can say for sure, I know I visited the tomb of Jesus.
你可以去探访这两个地方，然后说，哎，我去，确实其中有一个一定是耶稣的坟墓。
Jesus brings life and immortality to light.
圣经说，耶稣将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Jesus alone has conquered death.
也唯有耶稣征服了死亡。
See, Christ's words and works inspire hope.
所以耶稣的言语和作为激发盼望。
Jesus said, "Did I not say, if thou wouldst believe, you would see the glory of God?"
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
All you got to do is believe in Jesus.
你所要做的就是相信耶稣。
And you know you'll spend eternity in glory with Him.
你就知道在永恒里面，你要跟他一起在荣耀当中。
Paint picture. I'm looking forward to this glory going through those pearly gates into the place Jesus has been preparing.
我很期待经过这些。用珍珠做的门进到耶稣为我准备的地方。
And there's a reason they're made out of pearl.
那有一个原因就是为什么它是用珍珠做的。
Because you know pearls are formed by the pain of the oyster.
你知道珍珠是这个牡蛎的这个沙慢慢慢慢裹在痛苦当中形成的。
We all pass through a lot of trials on our way to heaven.
所以我们进到天堂的路上呢，常常经过很多的困难。
Not only do Christ's words inspire, they empower us.
所以耶稣的话不但激发我们的信心，他也赐给我们力量。
Now we don't know for sure where Lazarus was.
我们虽然不知道拉撒路那个时候人在哪里。
But wherever he was, he heard the voice of Jesus.
那不管他在哪里，他听到耶稣的声音。
Lazarus, Jesus says two words, Lazarus here.
耶稣只用了两个字，就是拉撒路。到这里来
and he heard the voice.
他听到了这个声音
and we might not be sure where Lazarus was exactly.
我们不晓得拉撒路确实在什么地方
but wherever he was, he knew the voice of Jesus.
但是不管他在哪里，他认识耶稣的声音
and wherever Lazarus was, he obeyed the voice of Jesus.
不管拉撒路在哪里，他听从了耶稣的声音
and his soul came back into that dead body that had been dead for 4 days.
他的灵魂就回到那个死亡的身体里面
he was stinking already.
他已经发臭了
and Lazarus came forth out of that tomb.
然后拉撒路就从坟墓当中走了出来
Okay, with every command of God comes the power to obey.
那上帝所给我们的每一个吩咐呢，随之而来的就是能够顺服他的。
Okay, I want to share something about Lazarus you might not have known.
我要跟大家分享一些有关于拉撒路的事情，是你所不知道的。
Do you know how many miles of blood vessels he had in his body?
你知道在他身体里面那个血管有多长吗？全部加起来。
Hey, a rough guess, quite a bit. I didn't know this till I studied biology.I can't believe this many miles of blood vessels fits in your body.
我没有想象说这么多里的血管是在你的身体里。
Estimates are 60,000 to 100,000 miles of blood vessels in your body.
大概是
60,000 to
100,000. 6万到10万血管在你的身体里面。
He's been dead 4 days. 100,000 miles of blood vessels is clogged.
他已经死了四天，所以十万里长的血管都已经堵塞了。
How many individual cells did he have in his body?
那他身体有多少个不同的细胞呢？
Okay, give you a rough guess.
给你一个。
This is the number of cells science tells us in your body. 10 million cells. That's how many cells in that little body. You got 10 million individual cells.
大概就是一亿是吧？
And every single one of them is dead and corrupting and falling apart.And it's hopeless.
那每一个细胞都死了，腐烂了哈，没有办法活了。
He had 2 million cells in his kidneys, and they're all dead and corrupted and stinking.
单单在他的这个肾脏呢，就有200万个细胞都死了。
And Jesus stands before Lazarus' tomb.
所以耶稣站在拉撒路的坟墓前。
And in Greek, he says two words.
在希腊文里面只用了两个字。
Lazarus, here.
拉撒路，过来。
And he comes.
他就过来了。
He doesn't call a team of doctors. Let's try and unclog these blood vessels.
他没有叫一群医生来说，哎，我们来那个这个解除这些堵塞吧。
Two words.
只用了两个字。
Lazarus here and Lazarus comes after being dead four days.
拉撒路过来，死了四天之后他出来了。
That's unbelievable.
这无法想象。
But as eyewitnesses.
但是当场有目击者。
And someday Jesus is going to call my name.
那有一天耶稣会叫我的名字。
He's going to say, Ray, here, and I'm going.
他说瑞明过来，我就去了。
Because I know his voice.
因为我知道他的声音。
Jesus said, "If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me."
耶稣说，我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。
But if I do, even though you don't believe my words, believe the works.
我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事。
Nobody ever raised the dead like Jesus did.
从来没有人像耶稣一样使死人复活。
How can you not believe?
你怎么能不信呢？
But here's the three reactions.
那通常有三个不同的反应。
And you're going to make one of these three decisions.
你会做其中之一。
Are you one of the many who believe on Jesus after hearing His words and seeing His mighty works?
当你听到耶稣的话语，看见他的奇妙作为之后，你是许多相信耶稣的人之一吗？
Or like many, are you just one? You're going to leave church today and you're just going to talk about what happened?
还是你就像许多人离开教会之后呢，就是说说谈谈而已。
But you're not going to trust Jesus for your salvation.
但还是不愿意相信耶稣得到救恩。
Or do you have an evil heart?
还是你有一个犯罪的心。
And a lot of people just wish Jesus would go away.
很多人就希望耶稣消失吧。
Because see, they have to change everything if what Jesus is doing is for real.
因为耶稣如果说做的事情都是真的话呢，那这个人需要有很多的改变。
And even worse, some people want to kill him because he raised Lazarus from the dead.
更糟糕的是，有些人要把他给杀了，因为他是拉撒路从死里复活。
And eventually they will kill him.
那最后他们也确实把耶稣给杀了。
The condition of your heart determines where you'll spend eternity.
所以我们内心的状况常常决定我们是否活在永恒的里面。
Perhaps you have serious concerns where you'll go when you die in this world.
或许你对自己将来的去处有一个很严重的关切。
Important question: What will happen to me when I die?
一个很重要的问题就是，假如我死了，我会发生什么事情
？You're either going up,
你不是往上走
，to be with Jesus,
与耶稣在一起
，or you're going down,
还是往下走
？Only two choices.
只有两个选择。
God says, "I've set before you this day, life and death."
上帝说，我今天摆在你面前就是生存或是死亡。
Choose life that you might live.
你要选择生存，使你能够活下去。
Nobody ever spoke words like Jesus.
没有人说过像耶稣所说的话。
But absolutely nobody ever did works like Jesus did.
也没有人确实做了耶稣所做的事情。
You can trust him for your eternal salvation.
你可以把你永生的盼望交在他的手里。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们因为你的话语来感谢。
Let us know how Jesus went around raising the dead and giving sight to the blind.
他让我们知道耶稣如何使死人复活，使瞎子看见。
He spoke words no other human being could ever speak.
他说的话也是没有任何人可以说的。
But he backed him up with his works.
但是他用他的作为来支撑他所说的话。
He gave sight to the blind.
他使瞎子看见。
He raised the dead.
他使死人复活。
He turned water into wine.
他使水变成酒。
And he himself rose from the dead after dying for our sins.
他也因为为我们的罪而死，也从死里复活。
Grant us the gift of faith so we can trust Jesus for our salvation.
求主把信心的这个礼物赏赐给我们，使我们能够相信耶稣得救。
In his name we pray.
我们奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.